No, you're good.
Because together, you're stronger. Individually, you're stronger. I remember every single moment now.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. My friends, our children's health is and will always be and remain paramount to all of us. Now, the great news is that Hulse Children's Hospital, one of the largest children's hospitals throughout the southeastern United States, is right here for all of us. As a matter of fact, not surprisingly, U.S. News and World Report ranked Hulse Children's Hospital as one of the top in our nation pediatric hospitals. What a blessing for all of us. Joining us tonight is somebody very, very special. She is the Senior Vice President and CEO of Hulse Children's Hospital. She is a huge advocate for health equity, and she is best known for best practices in pediatrics, and guess what, maternal health. Joanne, welcome. Joanne Ruggiero, did I pronounce that right?
Got it.
Joanne, welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy calendar to join us here tonight on On Point.
Thank you.
How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. And on behalf of all the families all around our world, we want to thank you wholeheartedly, Joanne. We know that your plate is full for taking care of our children with your life. We know that you sleep and eat this job and all you think about is our children. So we are forever grateful to you. And we also know that you are the Senior Vice President and CEO of the Women's Hospital at Jackson Memorial. And we're going to ask our dear friend, Darlene Harquin, to schedule you for another show so we can talk about women's health issues. And I'm sure that a lot of our viewers would love that. How's that?
I would love that. I would be honored to come back.
Thank you, Joanne. So I want to get to know a little bit about you. I want all our viewers to get to know you. You have people watching you worldwide. As you know, we're here on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, and on 12 podcasts. Tell us about yourself. Who is Joanne Ruggiero? Tell us.
Absolutely. I'll start off with, you know, my most prized possession. I am the wife of a wonderful, wonderful man and the mother of two beautiful boys. I'm a little biased, but I think they are the most handsome boys who walk the face of the earth. I also, my background and my road to get here is I actually started my career as a labor and delivery nurse. And my entire career has been around women's health, neonatal health. And coming to Miami was such an amazing opportunity for me after being the director of a large women's program in Pennsylvania for a long time. I came here as the chief nursing officer and very shortly after took over as the CEO of the Women's and Children's Hospital. So
that's
it's
amazing.
This is like my life work.
God bless you. And it shows because I know a lot of chief nursing officers in different hospitals, and I know that you guys have so much responsibility. So I'm sure that the leadership at Jackson Health System, we know we love them dearly. A big shout out to Carlos Magoya, president and CEO of Jackson Health System. He saw the beauty in you, your intelligence, your brilliance, your dedication, your commitment to our children. And today you are the senior vice president and CEO of Hulse Children's Hospital. What is your role? Congratulations on that. Talk to us about your role.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I oversee all of, obviously, the hospital operation and strategic planning. But when I think about how to describe my role to people who maybe have no idea of healthcare in this kind of role, you know, I really see my role as the facilitator to ensuring that our children get great healthcare. And that is really my role in this hospital, making sure that we have what we need to provide our patients with the best care.
Excellent. So explain for those viewers that are not aware, I know that you have a collaboration for years with University of Miami, University Health Systems. I do know that you are an academic hospital. Tell our viewers, you know, why should they feel so confident and going to Hulse Children's Hospital, which is part of the Jackson Health System. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you know, and you really said it, right? Being part of an academic medical center, at Hulse, we have the most world-renowned physicians from the University of Miami who partner with us to take care of anywhere from our little tiny 22-week baby all the way up to our adult children who perhaps have navigated their childhood with us. And really having access to these world-renowned physicians, surgeons, nurses, all of that, you know, makes this place such a special place. And being part of the Academic Medical Center means that we're always looking at the research, at the innovation, to make sure that we're progressing health in a way that's beneficial to our children.
Absolutely. And, you know, as being a parent, you know, may God bless all our parents, and I hope that none of our viewers, that their children never get sick. But if they do, my friends, Halls Children's Hospital is the place to go. Okay, your kids will be taken care of with lots of love and nurturing. And again, like you said, experience, research, and innovation. That's what we want, cutting edge technology and medicine. So how long has Halls Children's been around?
So the Children's Hospital has actually been around since 1983. And in 1998, it was renamed after a $5 million donation from Fana Holtz and became the Holtz Children's Hospital as part of Jackson Health System.
I love it. I love it. And I went to school with Adrian. I don't know if you
remember. Oh, of course. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. We went to Beach High.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I remember when we were little, because we were in high school and we weren't, you know, adults like we are now. She always had a love for community, you know, for people. And she had excellent interpersonal skills. So let's give her a big shout out.
Yes, and she still does. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, we love her very much. So let's talk a little bit about the patients. I know that, you know, what are the priorities as you, as a CEO, what do you see as the priorities for Halls Children's Hospital right now, if you will?
Yeah, right now, one of the main priorities that we are working on is really the creation of an outpatient pediatric pavilion. And we know that just as important as our acute care, our outpatient support for our patients is equally, if not more, important. And one thing that we know, children who are navigating chronic disease, illness, or just regular wellness, it's really hard to navigate a health system. Who do I call? Where do I go? What building do I report to? And we
it's
really
know. Confusing, right?
So confusing. And we talk to parents all the time and we hear this. What number do I call? And so we are really embarking on an outpatient pediatric pavilion where the children will be able to come, and whether you need to see a cardiologist or a neurologist or a surgeon, it's all going to be in one building, really have ancillary support there where we can have lab works drawn. And what we're trying to do is make it easier for our patients to have access and to get the care that they need. And so that really is a priority with us right now.
I love it. And you said the magic word, make it easier.
Yes.
You know, when our children are not feeling well, Joanne, you know that because you're a medical expert, we're already stressed out. We already have anxiety. And if you could just make everything easier for us, which I know the Jackson Health System does, I mean, that in itself is a win-win for all.
Yeah, and that is our goal. And our vision is that our pavilion will be right across from our pediatric emergency room. And really, parents will be able to know this is the place for children's care in this area and be able to get the best care when they come.
Excellent. So what would you say now to all the viewers that are watching you? Why should they donate to Jackson Health Foundation? Talk to us.
Yeah, you know, it just requires, in order to have the full spectrum of support, we really need the support of our community. You know, the Guardian Angels, they're a membership group with the Jackson Health Foundation. And they've really helped us in providing that philanthropic support for our programs. You know, over the years, we've been able to do things like renovate our cancer floor. We've been able to renovate our little miracle suite, where sometimes parents come and again, they're, you know, they know from the time they're pregnant that their baby's going to be sick. Really being able to do a creative art studio for our patients who are here for a long time, where they can actually go in and they can, you know, record a song and have a little, you know, they don't use CDs anymore. I'm aging myself.
You're very young.
Have a little recording of what they do. But, you know, all of this requires the support of the community to be able to, as patients are navigating their illness, make this a little piece of home and less a hospital and acute care setting.
Definitely. And the family needs that. They need that support that you're giving them, that emotional support, that spiritual support that the Halls Children's Hospital, with you at the helm as a CEO, are giving it to them. So programs and initiatives that that the Jackson Health Foundation has given money to Children's Hall, Hall Children's Hospital. What are they, if you will, and how has that impacted our multicultural communities?
Oh, it's a huge impact, right? Because it gives our communities access, equal and equitable access. And that is what is so important, to be able to give good care. But, you know, recently we have, actually were able to remodel the pediatric hematology, hematology unit. And that's so important. Our patients going through long-term oncology care, to be able to make that unit an upbeat unit, bright colors, you know, making rooms for families, playrooms where the kids can leave their room. You know, the renovation of the adolescent unit at the trauma center. So important, right? It's such a stressful time when you're coming into that trauma center and being able to just have a place that really looks more appealing and becomes a better healing environment for our patients. We recently were able to have over $300,000 support to upgrade all of our ventilators for our NICU babies, which are the smallest babies.
For the little babies, they're so cute, I love them.
And so those were some of the things that we were very recently able to do. And again, being able to provide access, which is so crucial in this environment, and then equitable care is really important for us.
Absolutely. So what would you say as overseeing this amazing, huge children's hospital, Hall Children's Hospital, what are some of the urgent needs now that as a CEO you are witnessing? And, you know, talk to our viewers directly so they can, you know, support Jackson Health Foundation so that money can reach you.
Yeah. You know, I would say that one of the most urgent needs I just mentioned a little bit is the continuation of the pediatric pavilion. And again, making that one place where patients can come and receive care. Support for our psychosocial needs of our patients, right? This is so important right now. Patients coming out of a pandemic, how we're able to provide services to help them, you know, with our child life specialists. And just, you know, our unit, one of our units where we house our burn patients. So important that we are able to upgrade those facilities and again, offer a healing environment to our patients and their families when they're here. Those are really some of the things that come top of mind to me when I think about this.
And that's a lot. And like I always tell my friends, you know, no donation is too small. So I want to talk directly to our viewers, my friends. You're listening to the Senior Vice President of Holt Children's Hospital, Joanne Ruggiero.
Ruggiero.
I said it right. You know, we're coming here with our hearts in your hands. Whatever you can give, look them up, Jackson Health Foundation. Every single dollar you give will go to all these necessities. Mm-hmm. You know, and God forbid, you know, Joanne, that any of us should need it. But you know what? We're all brothers and sisters. Absolutely. And so we should give, no matter how small the donation, we should constantly be giving. Because today we might feel great, but tomorrow we don't know our health, especially our children. But we ask God to protect us. But we feel very confident that you are the CEO and Senior Vice President of Holt Children's Hospital. Talking about that, what success stories do you want to talk about with regards to your hospital? And, you know, what would you like to share? You know, what do you have in mind to share with us, you know, these success stories? What comes to your mind?
Yeah. You know, yesterday we actually celebrated a huge success with one of our neurosurgeons who cared for a child who was really a gymnast and really just flourishing. And all of a sudden she was unable to do that.
Oh, my God. That was horrible.
Horrible. And she was actually referred to us from an outside hospital because she knew that we had the expertise here to be able to do that. And yesterday we celebrated her that she's walking, she's doing great, and she's back in the gym working as a gym.
Oh my God.
Working on herself again. So that, you know, I knew I was coming on here today and it was just like, this is what it's all about. This is the success that we need to be celebrating. You know,
that's remarkable.
Yeah.
One life at a time.
That's
one life at a time.
Yeah.
One young patient at a time.
Yeah.
Holt Children's Hospital is there for you, my viewers. Listen to our president, our senior vice president, CEO, Joanne Ruggiero. She's talking to you with her heart in your hands. Give freely to Jackson Health Foundation because they're the ones who are going to collect the money and give it to Hull's Children's Hospital, give it to all the other sections too, like Jackson Memorial. Now let's talk about your location. You are within the University of Miami's location. How does that work?
We are
the building. Where is your building? Are you within the University of Miami Health System?
No. So we are Jackson Main Hospital.
Okay.
And we are on the east tower of that. So we're on the main campus.
I'm glad you clarified that, because I thought that you were by the University of Miami. No, but you are actually at Jackson Memorial Hospital, and
yes,
you have a building there.
Yes, we have an entire tower for the pediatric hospital, yes.
Okay, so that entire tower, do you share any space with the women's health hospital?
We do. We have women and children in that tower. And so many of, you know, that is connected. When we have our moms who are pregnant and have a condition, we have the entire pediatric service. They are ready to help them.
Outstanding. So, Joanne, like I said earlier, you know, you breathe and eat your job, and you're constantly thinking about the children. You give that moral support. I mean, all your staff are beyond fabulous. We know that Hull's Children's Hospital is a 5-star place. Talking about that, can you go into a little bit of the specialties? Because what I understand is that you have a lot of specialties all under one building, and you send them here, you send them there. But basically, you have what? You have hematology, you have cardiac care. Talk to us.
We have every specialty needed to take care of patients. So whether it's neurology, neurosurgery, cardiac, EP, which is a form of cardiac, catheterization. We have general surgery. We have thoracic surgeons. We have a transplant program that has a very successful outcomes. There are literally, we have almost every spectrum of pediatric specialty covered here.
Outstanding. And I also understand that you guys are accredited for Pediatrics Heart Failure Institute.
We are not an accredited for pediatric heart failure.
You have the specialty, right?
We do. We are special. We are specializing in congenital heart failure here.
Very
so we have an entire program. We have interventionalists that work.
And even from the womb, I hear that you can help our children the womb. So, I mean, that is totally amazing for me as a layperson. You know, I'm just fascinated, you know, how God has blessed people like you that are medical experts and all the doctors that make up Jackson Health System. I mean, I'm in awe. And I know that many of our viewers that have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, you know, we're super happy and super blessed to have Hull's Children's Hospital right here in Miami-Dade County, without a doubt. Talking about that and being at the helm of one of the largest children's hospital in the southeastern United States, talk to us about maybe some patient stories, you know, maybe they're not say their names, obviously, because of HIPAA, but share some stories with us.
Yeah. You know, you recently talked about even from the womb. And one of our recent stories, which I am most proud of, and I know our teams are most proud of, is we had a patient who was around 38 weeks pregnant, and she was getting ready to deliver. And they realized that the baby had a large mass on their neck. And with the new services that we are able to bring in with our fetal surgeon, with our pediatric specialists, we were actually able to do an exit procedure, which means when the baby's coming out of utero, we are actually able to intervene right there and then so that that baby never loses their airway. We have time to assess the baby, see what's going on, what kind of interventions they need before we even, you know, cut the cord, really, right? And so it's that level of sophistication that happens when you're in an academic medical center that sometimes people don't realize the intricacies that happen to give this care.
Cutting edge technology, all the specialties that you can think about, an array of services, music therapy. I know that you guys use a lot of music therapy at the Hull's Children's Hospital. Talk to us about that.
We do. And it is such a successful program. You know, it's embedded within our child life. But I spoke a little bit about the recording studio that we have. Really, our music therapists lead that up. We have a program where the music therapist literally gives one-on-one lessons to our patients with ukuleles, and we are able to send the patients home with ukuleles. And all of this is meant to really support the psychosocial, right? So we're caring for their medical needs, but how are we caring for their psychosocial support as well? And that's where music therapy comes in and really helps us to provide therapy in a way that we engage children effortlessly.
Would you consider, Joanne, music therapy as some type of distraction therapy in case they have to go through some pain, some procedures, and it distracts the kids?
Absolutely. And having music therapists, having child life specialists, allows us to reduce how much sedation we have to give kids. It reduces the pain that the kids go through. We reduce their anxiety during a procedure. And so all of this, if you can imagine, some of our kids come into the hospital in and out, sometimes a couple days a week, and we're able to reduce all of those things that I just mentioned. Once this part of their life is over, they're going to have less psychosocial effects and be able to go on to, you know, enjoy their life without all of the backlash that comes from having a pediatric illness.
Absolutely. What about art? Do you incorporate art in any way? Because I know a lot of our kids are very talented. And I remember when my kid was little, she ended up getting hepatitis. I was telling you that. And, you know, the hospital saved her. And the bottom line is that I did take coloring books to her. And we would have people come in, like, you know, girls and guys dressed as clowns. Do you guys still do that?
Yeah. So actually, one of the programs that we would like to start is an art therapy program. So we have child life, we have music, and we want to start an art therapy. But our child life therapists do a lot around artwork. You know, when I say crafts, I don't mean like, you know, little tiny, but truly crafts that allow the patient to just have a distraction during that time of being in the hospital. So there's just so much that goes into that with that team. That team is just so special to my heart.
That's amazing. Well, Joanne, you've definitely covered everything. Is there anything else that you would like to include that I have not covered with you? You have the viewers' attention there. We know that you're the best hospital here throughout the Southeast United States. We're asking all of viewers to make sure that they contact Jackson Health Foundation and donate, my friends, whatever you have. You know, it doesn't matter how small it is. Donate, donate, donate. Today, we donate for people that we don't know. Little ones that we don't know, but tomorrow we might be donating for kids within our own families, God forbid. But, you know, people get sick, our children get sick, and we have to make sure that we have a hospital for us, running and going, cutting edge medical doctors and technology, and people like Joanne, who's the CEO that loves children. Please donate to Jackson Health Foundation. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Joanne, unless you can think of anything else you want to say.
I'm good. Thank you so much for just giving me the time to be on.
Oh, no, we love you. We appreciate you. We respect you. You're doing a fantastic job. Thank you for your superlative leadership at Holst Children's Hospital. We want to give a big shout out to all your colleagues, your medical staff. We gave one to Carlos McGoyer earlier. We'll give him another one to Anna Vega Milton, who's the chairwoman and a very dear friend of mine, Anna Vega Milton of Jackson Health Foundation. Of course, your co-presidents of the Jackson Health Foundation. We have Charmaine Gatlin, we have Flavia Yiso, and your entire team, including yourself. We want to just thank you for always, you know, putting our children first in your lives, for saving, you know, hundreds and thousands of lives on a daily basis. We want to have you back. I am going to talk to Darlene. We want to have you back to talk about the women's health issues with your hospital. But before you leave, I wanna ask you, do you have a last minute message that you wanna leave our viewers with tonight?
I just really wanna thank all of you. I know that, you know, we have several options tonight, but I also just wanna let you know that we are here to serve. And if at any time there's a time where your child or someone you know needs care, I can assure you that Holst Children's Hospital is the best place for you to come. As you heard me talk about, we're not only going to care for the medical needs, but we really have a vested interest in also taking care of the families and the children's psychosocial needs. So it's near and dear to my heart. It's near and dear to my team's heart. And we are truly here to serve you.
Thank you, Joanne. You said it beautifully. God bless you. I'm glad you left Pennsylvania because their loss is our gain. Welcome to South Florida. We hope that you stay with us for the many, many more years to come. I know you're going to be doing more cutting-edge medicine with University of Miami, the entire Jackson Health System. Keep up the fantastic, great work, and we hope that we have you back to talk about women's health issues with your hospital. And we really appreciate you. Keep up the fabulous work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And to all of viewers, thank you so much for tuning in into On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Please remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel, On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. You've been listening to Joanne Ruggiero. She's a Senior Vice President and CEO of Holst Children's Hospital. Don't forget to contact Jackson Health Foundation and give freely. Let's help save one child at a time. God bless you all. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.